Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Welcome to episode 42 of Thread Snippings. This is episode 42. This would be a good time to tell you that I own a black t-shirt that says, "I saw the end of the universe at Millaway's and all I got was this t-shirt," on it in silver paint pen. I hand wrote it myself back in 2005, in anticipation of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie opening, which I never did actually go see when it was in theaters, but I have seen now, and I do still have that shirt. I touch up the paint from time to time, and have worn it to several conventions, including one of the early British fests. Speaking of touching up paint, let's move on to our main topic for today, which is costumes I'm bringing to Dragon Con. Several of them needed paint touch-ups. In anticipation of this year's O-Con, I made a whole new set of accessories to go with my Princess Celestia outfit. Several of them needed touch-ups on their gold and purple paint. And the silver belt buckle on my Jedi outfit needed a paint touch-up, too. So those are both drying right now. Those are the last few accessories that I'll need to pack before I go. I am back. I just finished packing up pretty much all of my costume stuff for Dragon Con. To get ready to pack, I referred to the big spreadsheet of Dragon Con photo shoots. Yes, I will put a link in the show notes. And tried to decide what I wanted to be wearing for what parts of the con. I made a personal spreadsheet of my cosplay plans, which I will share with you now. For Wednesday, I think I will fly out in my space capris and my brand new Star Wars Spaceships t-shirt that I got at Star Wars Celebration this year. I wore my Mikuru for badge pickup last year. This year I want to be in my Asuka for badge pickup on Thursday morning. As previously discussed, our Dungeons & Dragons game will be Thursday evening, so I'll be in my Sith Lady outfit. For Friday, you've all seen my Jedi. I'm going to be in my Mikuru Asahina on Friday morning, and probably a lot of the day on Friday. But I'll need to go back and change by 6, because we are once again having the Star Wars photo shoot at 6 o'clock on Friday night, same as last year, and I decided, yes, I am still going to wear my Force Ghost Anakin. That was way too much fun at Star Wars Celebration. I got the best reactions from people who got it. In case I haven't mentioned it, what I did was I made a second cloak out of glittery blue tulle that I just wear over my normal Jedi cloak to create that ghost effect from the movies, and I drew on a scar with a makeup pencil, and it's just a lot of fun to do. So definitely doing that for the Star Wars photo shoot. Oh, that reminds me, I have to pack my curling iron. So that's Friday. Last year I was Princess Celestia for Saturday morning to watch the parade, and I think I'll do that again. That was fun. And that's the slot that makes the most sense for that costume, for reasons I'll explain in a moment. I'm assuming the topic is Trek and our group's other panels will be Saturday evening again. So I'm planning to change back into my Star Trek jersey, same as last year. If I'm wrong and they're not Saturday evening, please send me a Facebook PM. I am not caught up with Dog Days episodes, like, at all. Anyway, for Sunday I think I'll stay in my taffeta mutton fudge all day. I hauled that thing all the way to Atlanta last year and I never wore it at all, so this year I am going to make a point of wearing it. Last year, as you may remember, I devoted an episode or two of Thread Snippings to the process of making that soft, flat-packable hat, and I'm going to wear it at Dragon Con. For Monday, I think I'll just be in my regular Jedi outfit all day. I like it, it's convenient and comfortable. I have an early morning flight back on Tuesday morning, and same as I do every year, I'll be in my Sora from Digimon. So that's 9 different outfits during the con, 10 if you count the one on Wednesday. Obviously, I'm a giant Star Wars nerd because 4 of them are Star Wars related. My generic Jedi and my Force Ghost Anakin are mostly the same major pieces anyway, just accessorized differently. I'm pretty pleased with this plan, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.